My Own Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Reluctant Medium. I'm Billy. Thank you for joining me. I want to start tonight by talking a little bit about what's going on. And if you're like me, you're listening to the news and you're kind of scratching your head and thinking that there's something new coming every day, really, and you're wondering what's going on, really. So I thought about what to do and how to help with that and what our purpose is really at this point in time. And really, I want to say that when things are difficult in life, and life is never smooth, it's a roller coaster ride, as we know, but when things get tricky and tough, that's when we need to dig deep and connect more with spirit. And if you're listening to the show, then you're already interested in connecting with spirit. Some of you are beginning your journey with spirit, and some of you are connected very strongly. And it's really a privilege to be here having this human experience during difficult times, because we're being really called and really challenged to be lights in the world when it seems to be very polarized and dark, really. So we're being called to shine our lights brightly and really connect, and being pushed to do that. So we're really very fortunate, and I want to just take a moment to actually feel that gratitude and get comfortable with that. So I want to start by doing just a quick little meditation. And of course, if you're listening to this at home, get comfortable. If you're driving, just don't participate. But if you're home, get comfortable. Close your eyes and just take a moment to focus on your breathing. And notice how it feels as you inhale. Notice the air cool as it enters your nostrils. Notice how it feels as you exhale, warm as it brushes the top of your lip. Keep focusing on the breath for just a moment, feeling yourself becoming more and more present, letting go of the worries of the day, letting go of who you think you are, because that is not who you really are, letting go of fear, letting go of discomfort, dis-ease, and allowing yourself to step into the emptiness of the present moment. Allow yourself to let go of your perceptions. Allow yourself to be free of all of the outside noise. Feel yourself detaching from that. Feel yourself becoming more and more connected with spirit. Feel how wonderful that feels. Be aware that we're not placed in this world at this moment to make money and acquire things. This is why we're here. We're here to connect. We're here to connect with our higher self. And we're here to shine that light in this world and connect with others, because we are all connected and we all do have that light inside of us. So I want you just to keep that thought in mind. Keep that thought through the day. And face your day with compassion, with an open heart. Always remembering that connection and why we're really here. And when things become difficult, become the observer. I want to thank you all for allowing me on this journey with you. And I bow to the light in each and every one of you. Namaste. Okay, so I just wanted to start with that, to sort of set that intention. And I have a guest. I have an amazing guest tonight, because I was thinking about, as I said before, what's going on? What is going on? So I'm thinking, let's look for answers in the stars, right? So I have an awesome astrologer. Kathy Beal is with us tonight, and we're going to hopefully pick her brain and have her help make sense of all of this. Kathy is an amazing professional astrologer. She is a featured writer for Astrology Hub. She's an Om Times expert and a member of Best American Psychics, as am I. You can find both of us through Best American Psychics. And Kathy, welcome. Why don't you tell the folks, give them, you know, your information first, and then guide us through, shine some light, baby, on what is going on and what we can expect, and maybe help us understand a little bit better what we can do and what, you know, how we can best serve the highest good.
Well, certainly. Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure.
My site is empowermentunlimited.net, as in safety net, and I have written forecasts for every month, every new moon, and every full moon, and I have a short and saucy podcast for every week, and of course, information about having a private conversation with me. And on Facebook, I'm at Empowerment Unlimited. So that's how to find me. Now, where would you like me to start about what's going on right now?
I know, right? There's a lot going on right now. Well, you know something, I think, can we sort of set the stage as to, you know, what's going on with, like, there's some real unusual, or maybe stuff that hasn't happened in many, many years, but some real unusual stuff going on in the lineups and the planets and the eclipses. Is that, am I getting
yes.
to?
Yes, yes. Okay, I can set the stage
yeah.
in a couple of ways.
Okay.
So one thing to know is that we have had very intense change aspects rocking our world since 2012, really intensely from 2012 to 2015. And they, in a sense, have been activating the change imperative of the late 60s.
All
right. They've also been destabilizing, collapsing, and forcing the restructuring of all kinds of situations and patterns and institutions that have been the foundations of our way of life. And I am talking on an individual level, and as is very obvious, on a collective level. So one thing that's happening this year that actually has a positive potential is This is the year of getting somewhere with your new direction that is now possible because of everything that has changed in your life. This is a year of controlled firepower, of actualizing, and I've been saying of self-actualization. So there's a very strong all-year-long influence of just do it. And it is a primal force. It's a primal energy burning in people. It peaks at several different times. But basically what it boils down to is all bets are off. So take the biggest chances of your life, and that requires being absolutely who you are. What do you have to lose? Basically, nothing at this point. You've got everything to gain. So why not?
Well,
that's a very positive way of looking at it, but it's rocky, okay, obviously.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of bestamericanpsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
On a private level, we are coming into the time of our lives when we can, that will be the most fulfilling, maybe simplified, maybe not quite what we thought they would be, but we're moving into a period of actually being able to do what we came into this life to do, and to have much more satisfying, fulfilling expression of our true selves at the very time that everything else is collapsing around us, and we are building a new way of being that's going to be in place when the outer structures give way. Now, saying that for years is different than finding yourself living it, which I have to tell you has been just a little bit lately.
Yeah, I would concur with that.
But it's here. Okay, we've been awakened. It's pretty much impossible to fall back asleep, and that fits with the Chinese astrology theme of the year. The Chinese lunar year started at the end of January with the new moon in Aquarius, which launched the Chinese year of the fire rooster. So the year of the rooster and the fire element. And think of what a rooster does. A rooster is very male energy. It's very assertive. It can be really aggressive. And it pops off at varying times. Sometimes it's waking you up for a purpose, and sometimes it's just making noise. And it's in very fiery energy, like kundalini, life force, passions, anger, fury, whatever. So we've got a theme of the year of can't go back to sleep. There is something that is waking you up. Sometimes it's just doing it to yank your chain. Sometimes it's doing it to get you going. So look at everything that's going on as waking you up, making sure you don't backslide into falling asleep, into being complacent, into taking basics of your life for granted.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the gift of this. We're having to pull together. We're not being allowed to fall back asleep.
But we're also having to face what's most important. Now, when I used to do a lot of work with people with AIDS. I also have a background as an attorney, and in the 80s, I was in the first wave of attorneys who did volunteer work for people with AIDS, and I watched and then experienced in my own volunteer training a process of letting go of whatever it was expendable in your life, and then things winnowing themselves down to core concepts, core characteristics, core activities, core needs, as people got closer and closer and closer to death and had very little energy that they could expend. And there is actually that kind of pressure going on right now. We're being shown our energy is precious, our life is precious, spend it on things that have real meaning to you. Don't fritter away. You know, don't have a junk food approach to life. Really focus on what's meaningful and what fuels you. And it will, in some cases, be effortless. You don't have to sit there and go, oh, I don't know. Do I want to watch this TV program? You'll kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is important. That's not important. That's not important. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Yeah. Well, so we're in for a wild ride.
And I will say it every bit of it ends up playing a role in my interpreting what's going on and also in having consultations with people, because I have an incredibly panoramic view of existence as a consequence.
Right. How lucky. That's wonderful. And people who can book appointments with you are very fortunate to have found you. So you want to continue where you are with the...
Well, sure. There are a couple of other big points that might help people to understand the framework of what we're operating in. And I just want to touch briefly on this next one, because we could talk for 5 hours on it. But everyone remember when you were a kid, at least I think, you saw models of the solar system, and there were the suns in the middle, and then the planets are at differing distances from the sun. So the guys that are at the furthest circles are called the outer planets, and the three outer planets have for some time been in signs that they last occupied at a time of great revolution. This is an unusual time because all three of them are in those signs at the same time. So we have stacked on top of each other the first recurrence of an influence that was at play at the time of the American Revolution and the French Revolution, so the founding of our country. Then we have an influence at play that was last here during the waves of immigration for political persecution and famine in the mid-1800s leading up to the Civil War. There should be some themes jumping out in your mind about that. And then the third one was last where it is now, during the 1930s, which saw the rise of totalitarian figures across Europe. So, they're all happening at once now. So there's a massive, massive, massive push, and it has been with us for several years, to completely restructure the ground rules and how we go about things. It's almost like hardly anything is a given anymore. And I would like to add one other thing to this, and that is that there is an influence that has been very, very strong for the last year of adding incredible discord and almost like troublemaking, like you can't get comfortable to the mix. Which leads me to this thought I wanted to just throw out to everybody. our country would be in a time of turmoil and crisis, regardless of the identity of the person who was inaugurated as president in January 2017. So we're on track for incredible discord. And I mean way beyond the people who were nominated and whose names were in the election. It does not matter who is occupying the White House at this time. Our country is in a protracted period of shakeup and differing voices coming up and saying, hey, what about me? What about me? What about me? So this leads to the second big thing going on this year, and that has to do with eclipses. Now, some people have a Chicken Little attitude about eclipses, like, oh, my God, the world's going to end. We have eclipses every year. There are four or five, sometimes six eclipses every single year. What's interesting and important is to notice what signs they are in and what themes they're bringing up. So the eclipses that we have going on this year, this month, February 2017, is a huge gear shift month because we're wrapping up one cycle and we're starting a new cycle. And I'd really like to focus on the cycle that we're starting. That started on February 10th with the full moon in Leo, which was a lunar eclipse. We're entering a two-year period of eclipses on the axis of Leo and Aquarius, which has an awful lot to do with how brightly your light shines in the middle of the collective. So it's the challenge of being uniquely, expressively yourself in the midst of the brotherhood of man. Mm-hmm. This can bring issues. There can be issues of leadership, of people throwing temper tantrums, of people walking around acting like they are the walking center of the universe. I have a joke about the ambulatory center of the universe for like a really unevolved Leo. Now all the Leos can get mad at me for having said that. excuse me, but I have a lot of Leo in my chart, so I'm okay. But drama for the sake of it, but there's also an expressiveness and a flamboyance that comes out. With Aquarius being future vision, looking coldly and objectively at how do we all fit in together, what happens with it all. The reason this is especially important is that the United States chart on July 4th, 1776, has the moon, which is our emotional core, in the sign of Aquarius. So we are, during these eclipses over the next 2 years, revisiting who we are as a people, how we define ourselves as a people, who we consider in the definition of us, and where we fit in the outer world.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, in all this stuff that we're dealing with, and really it sounds it's been that way in the past, but never quite to this extent. Am I not?
Right. Well, there's an awful lot that's saying, you're going to pay attention, you're going to pay attention, pay attention, pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. But the gift of all of that is finding out who you really are. I mean, that's like a beautiful piece of all of that.
And I've been coming across lots of amazing quotes that fit in with this. Mm-hmm. And one that I especially love is by Joseph Campbell, whom I quite unexpectedly had the opportunity to see speak in person.
Ooh.
Before he died. Oh, my God, what a man.
Very jealous.
Yeah, it was astonishing. Joseph Campbell said, the privilege of a lifetime is being who you are.
Mm.
And we get to exercise that privilege with a vengeance, revisit it, embrace it, claim it, shine. So one way people can look at their own lives and work with this, because it could, you know, rather than just have this some bunch of theory that's being spoken, it can be helpful, and the lunar eclipse certainly shed a lot of light on this. It can be helpful to look at your life in terms of what makes you feel good about who you really are, who in your life fuels your light, who amplifies it, who shares it. Because, you know, there's some people you always feel better being around, some groups mm-hmm. where it's mutually amplifying. Everything kind of gets better and better and better. And then who's trying to put your light out, or just as importantly, who's not even noticing that you're in the room? Mm-hmm. And this is all important information about where you're going to spread your light. Now, I'm not suggesting that just be mindful of it. And sometimes just standing there and being insistently bright in the midst of a lot of darkness ultimately gets its way. Mm-hmm. And there is an aspect of that going on right now.
Yeah.
But one tiny light is one thing, one tiny light that links to another light that links to another light that links to another light and makes a giant grid network across all of consciousness. That's something else.
I just want to stop you for a moment right now while we take a little bit of a break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People are joining together, and some of the, you know, the gatherings are just beautiful. There's so much very loving, warm energy in them, and I've been to a couple. It's really lovely to be in that. And I agree with you. You want to build your light. So when you are around people who feed that part of you, it helps your light to grow brighter, so that you can walk through those, you know, shed light instead of getting pulled into anger and the darkness when you're around it. But
and I will suggest to people that perhaps on an individual level, the biggest contribution you can make
mm-hmm.
is being yourself and keeping your light intact in your little corner of the world, and just trust that that is your job. And you'll know when it's time to go do something else. But, you know, we can't all save everything. But what we can do is be absolutely, truly who we are. And that alone will have a massive, massive positive impact.
Yeah, lovely. So let me ask you, Kathy, and we're coming up on a break in a little bit, but maybe you can touch on this a little bit. So, you know, we know that we've got, like, a lot of stuff coming up, and it's been happening for a while. So do you see, can you give us sort of an idea of when that's, how that's going to play out and when we're going to start to see the shift coming? Is that?
Okay, I will say the lead into the spring is extremely volatile, very rocky, a lot of stuff being set off on a breakthrough in many, many ways. And there will be increasing revelations that will be fueling action, and every action has a reaction, so it's going to be back and forth between eruption and then the system, the structures striking back and trying to tamp things down. Things are going to be really hot again in May. August is a huge milestone gateway month for everyone, for major players across the globe, for our country. So I would say everything that's building up until then, finally, whatever hasn't been adequately dealt with comes to a massive head during the total solar eclipse of August, which actually will be visible across the western U.S., and then things start calming down in the fall. Yay, things will be calming down, but know that it's highly, highly volatile between now and September, maybe October. Now, this also means shove yourself through like crazy. Like last year was, oh my God, I'm hanging over the sky and I cannot do anything. This year is, I can do something. I have Popeye spinach at my disposal. I'm going to do this, and this. So this is the year to push, to be highly, highly active and proactive, and you will be getting somewhere.
Oh, great. That's good to hear. That's good to know. So so that's the theme. And it seems as though things are getting better rather quickly.
Well, we're making choices.
Or is that like the calm before the storm?
No, I'm so sorry. I suddenly had a coughing fit.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. There is something that's going around globally, and I've got it. Well, we're seeing that action gets somewhere. And it's like there's a point. There's a point to standing up. And people are drawing a lot of parallels to the 30s, and yes, there are some. And they are worth paying attention to. By the same token, the way that people communicate is vastly different now. Information is flowing, and people are linking. And the people who were asleep and let stuff happen last year are now saying, oops, nope, this is not what I meant.
Yeah, right,
and they're coming together.
Right. And, you know, I appreciate that what you said about the fact that we communicate differently. That really had not occurred to me, but you're right. We do communicate differently than we did back then, so that whereas in the 30s, people were able to push out news and propaganda, and people wouldn't be able to find other avenues. It wasn't available like it is available today. So, yeah.
I agree. Yes, there's that. I mean, that, of course, has a dark side to it as well, which is there's a lot of information flying around that is completely made up. And But there's a second aspect to it, and that is the ability of people at great distances to communicate with each other. So people who have similar belief systems are finding each other, and they're realizing, I'm not alone, and there's power in numbers. What did I say before about amplifying your light and it being all the more potent when there's a bunch of you linking together? So because of online communication, information is passing very, 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 very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And people are seeing, I'm not alone, there's a point, there's a way we can organize, we can stand up, we can find out things and go, whoa, wait a second. I would say pretty much everybody that I have spoken to, and I would be very surprised if listeners haven't experienced this, politics has become a factor of daily life in a way that it never was before. And a beautiful expression of this that I saw from on social media from someone who lived on my block growing up that I've recently reconnected with, and I would never have guessed that she grew into this way of looking at things, but I actually witnessed her expressing an astrological concept without having any idea that that's what she was saying. But she wrote this long essay about how she realized that she had not taken responsibility for her government, and that now it was up to her to step in and say, this is what I want. Do not do this. Don't do this in my name. And I went, wow, that's beautiful. That is beautiful, because that is one of the potentials of what's going on right now. And people are seeing the immediate impact of different political actions and going, whoa, 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 whoa. So there's an awareness. Part of it is saturation, and it can be very overwhelming. And I encourage people to take breaks from the constant information. Because believe me, it's not. I don't think living with your head in the sand is a possibility anymore. It's going to find you one way or another these days.
Yeah,
whatever the information is.
Yeah, I sort of think that it becomes so overwhelming that you kind of have to take breaks.
But by the same, you know, then you get to see. And I would encourage people also to come up with. Well, I want to talk about the concept of a moral compass. All right, we have the opportunity with Saturn. The influence of order, structure, the status quo, but Saturn is also all about accountability and acting responsibly and commitment. Saturn is in the sign of Sagittarius right now, which has to do with belief systems in the higher mind, also government, also politics, also the media, also people who were born elsewhere, i.e. foreigners, i.e. immigrants. Anyway, so Saturn in Sagittarius has a lot on a personal level to do with taking responsibility for the beliefs that you eschew, the beliefs that you're living by, and we're being given the opportunity to look at what's really mine, what did I just soak up because this is what I was brought up with, what's my belief system, what's my code of ethics, what's my moral compass. I encourage everyone to spend some time looking at their reactions to things in terms of how that shows them what their moral compass is. Hang on to your moral compass tightly now and let that be your guiding navigational tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting fueled,
yeah.
Okay? It is getting fueled. It can take you far right now, and that will also help you decide, all right, there are 20 zillion things happening. I'm outraged at this. I'm outraged at that. I can't do everything. Come up with for yourself what your primary issues are that you're going to focus on. And maybe sometimes you'll, you know, step in and work on something else. But channel your efforts towards your core issues and trust that there are other people around you whose core issues are some of the other things that you don't have the energy to go deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do see a lot of movements and a lot of things sort of blossoming during this period of time. And so it does seem that there are a lot of organizations and a lot of things that we can, we have choices where we,
yes,
where we want to put our energies and you know, where we want our voices to be heard. And I feel like, you know, I think what you're saying astrologically as well as, you know, psychically, this is not the time for us to really put our heads in the sand and not speak up. It's really a time for us to raise our voices.
And I want to also point out, look at how you're doing things. There is a big difference between reacting in anger and screaming and engaging with hate and,
oh, absolutely,
picking something that you champion and working for something.
Right, rather than against. Right, rather than against. Exactly. Right. There's that choice. There's that free will place where you have a choice on how you're going to react to what is being handed to us. And yeah, you don't want to add to, you know, the darkness. It's time for us to get our flashlights and shine them on every aspect of our lives, really.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we've been doing that. That has been going on since 2008, 2009. There have been influences pushing, slowly. And then there were really, really intense from the summer of 2009 to summer 2011. causing us to rethink our priorities and basically re-strategize, reprioritize, cut out the dreck, cut out the fluff, and focus on this is what my life is about, this is what is important to me, and just letting go of the other stuff.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's not an easy task. We are being challenged to do that. We are being challenged to let go of that. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of reasons that people don't like to let go.
Very true.
Sometimes people just don't like change, period. So they'll stay in a situation that's unpleasant just because they're afraid of the unknown instead of, you know, letting go and leaning into life so you get somewhere. But
let me bring up the concept of the cosmic 2x4. All right,
okay.
Saturn imposes accountability. If you use your energy in a responsible way and you commit to yourself, ultimately hard work brings reward. If you ignore stuff, ultimately Saturn will take the cosmic 2x4 and he will slam it down, probably not on your wrist, probably right between your eyes.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
So you can look at things happening in your life as, oh, I see, I've held on too long. I have no choice. And sometimes, well, you know, the harder you cling to something that is disintegrating, the harder the impact of the cosmic 2x4. I will encourage people to keep this image in mind as they watch things playing out on the political scene. And that's pretty much all I really want to say about that. All right. There are accountability. The demand for accountability is around, and the harder that forces try to impose their will on a crumbling, dying situation, the firmer, harder, and more decisive the blow of the cosmic 2x4 will be. It may take us a while before we see it, but it's there.
Okay, so, wow, yeah, I know. And Saturn also corresponds, we've talked about this before, how the tarot deck and the astrology are very in line with each other.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. There are archetypes, similar archetypes flow through both of them.
Right. Of course, the elements and everything. So we've talked about this. It's kind of like the devil card, right, in the tarot, where you have the classic Rider-Waite devil card is the devil with leashes, with a man and a woman, with chains around both of their necks, but they're big enough for them to take it off. I love that image. They can take it off, but they don't. They sit there and they just allow it to stay. So it's really like the illusion of us being out of control. We can always take those chains off. We can always make that difference. Right?
I agree with you. And I'd like to point out to people, if they get a deck that's in the Rider-Waite tradition, a lot of decks are based on that imagery. Take the Devil card and then also find the Lovers, which is card number 6. And you will notice that there is a really interesting parallel in the imagery. The Devil card has a man and a woman naked with a chain around their neck, and they're chained to the base of this devil-like creature. It's got wings, and he's got the symbol of Saturn, actually, which rules Capricorn, on the palm of one of his hands. And they're in this dark chamber. The Lover's card has the same two figures, the man and the woman, and they're standing in the same relationship to each other. They are naked. They're outdoors. The sun is shining, and above them is an angel. Mm-hmm. And there's the, or it's the Leo head with the wings on it. Anyway, there's a divine bridge between the two of them. They're out in nature. They're naked. They're their true selves. And each of them is standing behind a tree that has leaves that look like they're on fire. In the Devil card, the man and the woman, I believe, have tails, and the ends of the tails are the same fire. So there's a potential in the Devil card to go back to the balance and the love and the harmony and the spiritual grace. And the Lovers entails an aspect of choice. Earlier versions of the card had a man facing a choice between a very proper but dowdy woman and a woman of questionable social standing who was very beautiful. Mm-hmm. So even the Rider-Waite one still has this undercurrent of making a choice between something that is socially desirable but you might not want, and then something that you really want but maybe doesn't fit in with society. So that is always something you can go back to. Mm-hmm. When you're dealing with the devil, you have a choice, and what is it that you really want? Focus on that tail with the fire. What's going on inside of you? Coming back to fire, the theme of the year. Fire. What is your fire?
So that is the theme. Can you take us farther through, you know, the next upcoming years and what that might look like planetarily?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great.
Well, the concept or the vibe of revolution and restructuring isn't going away. We're in a process. The outer planet Pluto, and I still consider it a planet, even though some astronomers said it was a dwarf asteroid, fine. Anybody who's gone through a Pluto transit understands it has major power. Pluto is very slowly coming back to the exact location that it occupied at the time that our country was founded. That's called a return. So we are in a protracted process of bringing a lot of things to the surface about the structure and institutions and hidden power and the oligarchy, plutocracy, oil, you name it, all these things that we're seeing going on or coloring the news. Between now and about 2023, we are in a protracted process of restructuring. Now, there are things that have been happening across the board on the political front indicating that a lot of people don't know what the ground rules are or don't care what the ground rules are or are deliberately acting without any regard for the ground rules. So the ground rules are up for renegotiation. A lot of misdirection going on. Hang on to your moral compass and look at what is good and right in your own life and where you can move forward with it. And a lot of things are going to take care of themselves. Maybe not. And there's a real strong things could shift on a dime vibe, something really significant at the end of February with all of this. It could go any number of ways. There's a tipping point, a breakthrough, kind of like one step too far, or the straw, the feather that hits the bundle and everything starts collapsing. So if things start happening that really, really freak you out, please ask questions like, what's the gift in this? How does this benefit me? Show me another way to look at this.
Yes, yes. Right, right, right. Well, that is beautiful advice, and thank you. So we have just a few minutes left, so thank you, Kathy, for joining me for this hour. I think that I hope that it was very enlightening, I feel, and I enjoyed it very much, and I hope that the listeners, I'm sure that they also have gotten a lot from this hour. And, if you want to schedule an astrological reading with Kathy, again, can you give them your website and how to get in touch with you?
Yes, my site is empowermentunlimited.net, as in safety net, and my Facebook page is also Empowerment Unlimited. And I do have a mailing list. You can sign up at the top of my page. Every Monday, I send out direct links to all of my latest written forecasts and my spoken word podcast.
Yeah, and I love the delivery that you have and the way that you present the astrological chart and giving us, the positives, and there's always positives. There's always gifts. I mean, and as I said in the beginning, there is a privilege to being part of this. There really is. And I think that I feel like we're ready. We're ready. We've come into this world at this time because we are ready, because we are connected to spirit, because we carry that light and we are light. Warriors and light workers. I want to say before we go, I want to give you my information as well if you want to. I am not an astrologer, but I do use the Tarot deck as well as Kathy does as well. And I am a psychic medium. And if you would like to schedule a reading with me, you may go to my website, which is bestorlandopsychic.com, or you can find me on Best American Psychics. Kathy and I are both members of Best American Psychics, and so you can always find either one of us there if you can't remember our websites. But Kathy, it was just I thank you again. It was a pleasure.
I enjoyed being here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, and feel better, and I look forward to tapping in. I hope you come back, and in a few couple months, and we'll take a look and see how everything's played out, and what the stars are saying for us.
I'd love to. Thank you.
In a couple months. Okay. All right, great. So thank you again for joining us for this hour, and I look forward to speaking with you again, and many bright blessings to every one of you out there.
Joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.